Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory continues through Friday evening. We'll continue to see lots of sunshine as we head through the next several days, with high pressure being a dominant weather feature, along with the thermal ridge keeping temperatures unseasonably warm. Lots of sunshine today, high of 99. Winds light from the southwest. Today, low 73. A meteorologist, Laura Lockwood. Right now, 73.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. We're less than 2 weeks away from the August 1st primary elections across the state of Kansas, with many issues being on the ballot across the state, one of them being the future of the Central Plains School District of USD 112, as members of the community are set to vote on whether to retain the school or let the school district dissolve.
I'm concerned for my job. I'm concerned for all of my friends who are teachers in our district.
An audio from KWCH News, as parents and community members will be turning out to vote on the KSA 72-635, meaning a vote yes would dissolve the Central Plains School District. A vote no on the ballot measure would keep the district intact. As many parents say that if the school district does dissolve, what would they do with their children?
No one wants to be jobless and have to figure out what's going to happen in a year's time. I grew up in the Chapman area, and I could move back home and put my kids in that school district. It's a very scary feeling.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state.
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
An investigation is ongoing after 8 people ended up getting injured with a boat that ended up crashing on land and damaging a home over the weekend. Kate News reports the event happened at the Lake of the Ozarks on Saturday night, where the occupants of the boat were thrown from the vessel when it crashed at the 1.5-mile mark of the main channel and ended up striking a home. All 8 people were taken to the hospital with injuries, and the driver of the boat was arrested for boating while intoxicated.
There was just like a flood of ambulances and fire trucks, and we saw a bunch of water patrol coming from each direction.
We see a lot of these types of groundings, usually on bare points, darker stretches of the lake, that sort of thing. Not really unusual with the enormous increase in boat traffic that we've had here over the last 2 years.
That audio from Cake News. According to the Highway Patrol, they say that the home sustained extensive damage and troopers are reconstructing the crash using a drone. And the investigation on the incident is still ongoing. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Highway Patrol has announced that highway deaths across the state have been on the decline over the past few years, and that trend is continuing for the first half of 2023. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that as of June 20th, there's been a total of 108 deaths in highway accidents for the year, compared to 132 at the same time last year and 119 from the year prior.
We're really happy to see that the fatalities have gone back down again, partly due to the increased traffic. People are more aware that there are other people on the road, so they're paying attention to their driving as well as other people. And we are certainly hoping that people are driving safer again.
That was Bill Kovarik, the Nebraska Highway Safety Administrator on KSNB at Local Channel 4. Others say that while it's good news that we're seeing the decrease in accidents, we want to see more.
Well, I mean, you always want the number to go lower, certainly not higher, recognizing that every fatality represents a human being and, you know, the loss of a family member, a friend.
But American Network News.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioner John Unger spoke with Marysville City Council Monday night, requesting consideration of an interlocal agreement that would allow the county to move forward with a possible sales tax to fund the balance of a new jail facility. A half cent additional would raise the sales tax to 9.1% locally, with the county taking 100% of the half cent proceeds. If cities were to agree, the question could be put on a fall ballot rather than approaching the state legislature, which could delay the process until next year. Council would need to make a decision at or before the August 14th council meeting. In response to why a sales tax is being pursued versus property tax, Unger responded that due to valuation increases, property taxes have and are expected to continue going up, and that concern combined with location were the top reasons heard from the public opposed to a previous effort to fund a new jail. The county has an option on the Nordis property east of the current jail and is revising designs. Councilmember Colleen Behrens questioned the sales tax level, which would be higher than many adjacent communities. Mayor Jason Barnes noted that adding this to half-cent currently funding Community Memorial Health Care could put that renewal upcoming in jeopardy and would allow less room for the city to consider any future sales tax that may be deemed necessary for roads, recreation facilities, or the like. Merits of the request were a broader base of contributors, with outside dollars also coming in, and concern of local business owners particularly hit by high property taxes. Councilmember Jeff Keating asked if the county was cooperating to a full degree with cities on economic development and expansion. He specifically noted a need for street improvements. Unger expressed concern with remodeling the current jail, saying that could run some $9 to $10 million and still present future challenges. A consideration at the East Marysville site was allowing for future expansion. Councilmember Kevin Throm said that residents want to know specifically what county commissioners want to do and a final firm cost that doesn't result in an open checkbook. A motion to table the matter to the August 14th meeting was passed unanimously. Ethan and Andrew Crownover met with the council to discuss cleanup of a nuisance property in southwest Marysville. They requested clarification of a previous agreement with the council and updated progress. Discussion was the property would need a provisional use permit or rezoning. Concern from council was a used car backlot that could become an eyesore. Later in the meeting, on a related matter, Councilmember Parker Price presented a resolution draft that could allow temporary permitting for restoration of a disabled vehicle, which is sitting outside. Options and specifics were discussed further and will be considered by an ad hoc committee consisting of Parker Price, Todd Fry, and Jeff Keating. Mark Hoffman outlined requests for the 10th annual Pony Express Gravel Dash, which is expected to draw some 350 riders Saturday, September 9th, along with a 5K half marathon benefit for St. Gregory Catholic School. Registration for riders will be that Friday evening with a Saturday morning departure downtown, arrivals back that afternoon. Engineers with BG Consultants reviewed plans for updating and expanding the city's sewage lagoon west of Marysville, adding a wetland. The low bid of four submitted was from Superior Construction at a base bid cost of $1.74 million, with an optional alternate adding an additional $112,000, primarily for additional concrete. Engineers had estimated a total near $2 million. Bids ranged from over $4.7 million. Additionally, work including desludging and screening is estimated at another $1.15 million, which would bring the total project cost to over $3 million, with a loan forgiveness of $600,000 to $950,000 available through the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. An option to add a building lagoon site could add another $200,000 to $250,000. A motion was passed unanimously to proceed with application for state approval, contingent acceptance on the low bid on the base option, proceeding with construction accordingly. The other options will be considered further. Follow-up on nuisance violations were presented for properties at 303 North, 410 Carolina, and 504 Spring, with hearings for resolutions on properties at 1301 Calhoun, 500 and 502 Jenkins, and 300 Calhoun Streets. A lease request from Verizon for locating a 185-foot cellular tower in the South Industrial Park immediately south of the water plant building was presented. Council discussed alternate locations and noted that it was not in a residential neighborhood and should improve cell service in the community. No action was taken. The matter will be brought to the next meeting. Three bids were received for a waterline project at 8th and Elm with a low bid of $421,000 from Jadwin Construction. That was 40% over estimates. The low bid was approved unanimously with work to be completed this year, funded through water revenue and sales tax proceeds. City Administrator presented information regarding placement of a junkyard and related zoning requirements as requested previously by council. The Girl Scout troop no longer wishes to use the cabin on city property on North 9th Street. The adjacent Boy Scout cabin was also discussed. The property was purchased by the city on foreclosure in 1940. The Boy Scout cabin dates to the 1930s and the Girl Scout cabin to the 1940s and were formerly railroad cars and a railroad building. Consensus was to consider application of any individual or organization wishing to renovate and reuse the building. They should contact City Hall. The appointment of Ty Warren to replace Wayne Cruzy, who has resigned from the Convention and Tourism Committee, was approved. And the city attorney presented an option for securing and removing abandoned vehicles. Recent cleanup efforts have been slowed as residents are unwilling or unable to move disabled vehicles, and a policy was suggested as to a simple process for a bid process whereby the city could sell such vehicles after appropriate notice. The annual Gage County Fair kicked off Tuesday evening with the annual Ag Appreciation Barbecue and a classic car show hosted by Jay Husker Auto. Judging of open class exhibits is planned Wednesday, along with several stock shows. Livestock weigh-ins will continue, and the entries will continue to be accepted. Gage County Fair continues through this weekend. Nemaha County Free Fair in Seneca kicks off this week and continues through the weekend. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Ritz Chicken, Rice Pilaf, California Blend, and Berry Bliss. Tomorrow, barbecue meatball, cheesy potato, wheat bread, Malibu blend, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 717.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory continues through Friday evening. We'll continue to see lots of sunshine as we head through the next several days, with high pressure being a dominant weather feature, along with the thermal ridge keeping temperatures unseasonably warm. Lots of sunshine today, high of 99. Winds light from the southwest. Tonight, mainly clear, low near 73. High of 102 on Thursday, lots of sunshine. Thursday night, clear to partly cloudy, low 77. Sunny on Friday, high of 102, gusty south winds. Slight chance of showers and storms developing Friday night as we cool to low near 73. Slightly cooler on Saturday, lots of sun, high of 93. Saturday night, mainly clear, low near 70. High of 98 on Sunday, mainly sunny. High of 101 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Average high temperature late July 91, record high on this date 108. The average low 70 and the record low 48. Sunset this evening 8:45. Sunrise in the morning at 6:22. Sunny at 75 this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 26th of July. KNDY News Time 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
We are excited to announce the winners from our KNDY Summer Giveaway. They are Colt Holly, Latham Kramer, Pete Peters, Hadley DeBoer, Carly Heitman, Madison Losey, Laura Goodman, Aaron Dahl, and Wayne Gross. Please call us at 785-562-2361 or stop in and see us Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, to claim your Kansas State Fair tickets. Thank you to those who participated, and best of luck to everyone at the State Fair.
Both of baseball's East Division leaders go down. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The baseball best Braves ran into trouble in Boston last night. Already up 5-1 in the bottom of the eighth, the Bo Sox's Masataka Yoshida built on that.
317, there's a line drive deep down the right field line toward the pesky pole. Does it have enough? Yes! And the Red Sox now have a 7-1 lead.
The call on WEEI, Nick Pivetta, tossed 5 scoreless innings in relief. Boston beat Atlanta 7-1. In Philadelphia, the Phillies were down to their last out against the AL East-leading Orioles. Down 1, Bryson Stott doubled in Bryce Harper. 2 batters later,
swinging a ground ball through the left side. It's a base hit, and the Phillies have won it. Alec Boehm walks them off. The Phillies wake up in the ninth.
The call on WIP, Phillies rally to walk off the Orioles 4-3. The Dodgers erupted for 4 runs in the bottom of the ninth to tie the Blue Jays at 7. Then in the bottom of the 10th.
1-1 pitch. This one's hit well. Deep to right center. Back it goes. It is off the top of the wall. Here comes Taylor around third, and the Dodgers win it.
The call on KLAC. James Outman just missed a home run, but his double wanted for the Dodgers. LA 8, Blue Jays 7, your final. The Mariners beat the Twins 9-7. Astros edged the Rangers 4-3 to close to within one game for the AL West lead. Reds topped the Brewers 4-3 to get within a half game of the first place Milwaukee. Rays beat the Marlins 4-1. It was the Giants 2, the A's 1. Mets crushed the Yankees 9-3. NFL, the Chargers and quarterback Justin Herbert agreed to a 5-year, $262 million extension. Lionel Messi scored 2 goals and assisted on another. Inter Miami blanks Atlanta United 4-0. Chicago Blackhawks owner Rocky Wirtz died at age 70. He won 3 Stanley Cups as owner. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
With text order options, competitive daily pricing, and no rack requirements, Kramer Oil has everything to make your next propane or fuel order a breeze. This is Chad Kramer. Our goal at Kramer Oil is to deliver dependable, reliable products to your home or business at the best value and with the best customer service around. Visit us online at KramerOil.com and see how we can serve you. The Kramer family, proudly serving your family since 1976.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Wednesday, July the 26th. Before we get going on this Wednesday, let's review yesterday. Here's how your Tuesday finished. Corn for September, down 3 today. At 557.5. December corn, 565.25, down 3. Kansas City wheat for September, 912.75. That's down 5.75. Kansas City wheat for December, 923.25. That's down 4.5. Oats for September, 439. That's down 11.25. December oats at 461. That's down 9.75. Looking at soybeans for August, 15.15, down 7.75. September soybeans, 14.50, that's down 2.75. Looking at cotton for October, $88.55. That was your final price. That's up $2.97. December cotton finished at $87.07. That's up $1.91. Live cattle for August, $178.30, down 45 cents. High, $179.60. Low, $177.90.
Live cattle for October, $179.60. That's down 70 cents. High, $181.10. Low, $179.10. Feeder cattle for August, $243.22.5. Down 2.5 cents. High, $245.60. Low, $240. $242 even. Feeder cattle for September, $246.35. Down 27.5 cents. High, $248.92.5. Low, $245.35. We will get rolling here in just a few. We'll keep you up to date all day long.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. Certain wildlife species have started to make urban locations their home. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts discusses why coyotes and red foxes have been moving from rural to urban areas in Kansas. He shares red foxes have been moving for the last 20 years because of interguild predation.
So in the last probably 20 years or maybe even going back farther than that, we've seen red fox populations really moving out of rural parts of Kansas, and they now mainly exist in urban areas. And that's because of an interaction that biologists would call interguild predation. And that's where similar predators tend to prey on smaller predators that are similar to them, I guess. So if we have wolves, coyotes, and foxes, they're all members of the dog family. The largest predator in that group is, of course, wolves, and they end up killing coyotes because they see coyotes as a competitor. And coyotes kill foxes because they see foxes as competitors.
Ricketts discusses a study from Chicago showing the movement variation of red foxes versus coyotes.
One of the lines of evidence that we have to draw on for what's going on with those critters right now is a recent study that's come out of Chicago where basically they have cameras and along lines or sampling lines that we call transects. They've got cameras going from the most urban part of a city all the way out to the suburbs and even rural areas. Manhattan and Junction City were both a part of this research network that produced this study, but the results that we're looking at right now came specifically from Chicago. And what we see is that in the most urban areas, like the super developed downtown part of a big city, we see the fewest of both coyotes and foxes. And as we move towards the rural area, both coyotes and foxes become more abundant. And then when we get to the most rural areas, we see that decline in foxes again. So that gives us an opportunity to try and understand what's going on with these two species in those areas.
People's preconceived notions about foxes and coyotes impact how they interact with one another.
Foxes are probably a little bit less afraid of humans than coyotes are because people are more likely to see coyotes as a threat. Another thing that we saw was that in the parts of town where coyotes were most abundant, then foxes tended to be active at the same time as people more often than they were in areas where coyotes were not very abundant.
That was Kansas State University's wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts discussing the change in behavior and location of red foxes in Kansas in the past 20 years. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Don't get left in the cold this winter. With prices on the rise, lock in your propane rate now with prepay options from Wankland Oil. Fill your tank as you need or lock into their prepay options. Don't let Mother Nature decide when you need propane. Call the team at 785-292-4710 to discuss all their money-saving options. Wankland Oil, serving you and your neighbors since 1926.
The moon, the clouds, and the song of katydids. They were all part of summertime weather lore. We will share those proverbs today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits. benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 26th. It is the 207th day of the year, and Olympic gold medal figure skater Dorothy Hamill celebrates a birthday. In the Roman Catholic tradition, today is the feast day of St. Anne, an event also noted for an often repeated piece of weather lore. It says rain on this day will continue for a week and a month. And while you're putting that one to the test, here are some more summertime weather wisdom. If the sky beyond the clouds is blue, be glad there is a picnic for you. Have you heard katydids yet? Some swear by the adage that the first frost will be 90 days after they begin singing. You can learn more online about the outdoors and seasons at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 75 with sunshine, highs near the century mark remainder of this week.
Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It may be early going into college football season, but the Big 12 Conference has officially released the opening season games for the 2023 and 24 men's basketball season. As according to the conference, it also includes four newest members into the conference as well. As Cake News reports that Kansas University is going in as the Big 12 defenders for the season champions and are set to host nine different conference games at the Allen Fieldhouse at KU. The conference also included four new teams, including BYU, UCF, Cincinnati and Houston into the conference, and with the additions means some changes to the regular season, as normally Big 12 teams would challenge each conference team twice throughout the season, but with the additions, each team will now play five Big 12 opponents twice, then play the other eight conference opponents once for a total of 18 conference games throughout the season. The teams that the Jayhawks are set to square off against twice throughout the season include Kansas State, Baylor, Houston, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
The Kia Summer Sales Event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In July, see why the rugged good looks of the all-new 2023 Kia Sorento will make your neighbors envious. Ready to upgrade your Toyota Highlander, Honda Pilot, Ford Explorer, or Chevy Traverse? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new Sorento and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old SUV and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia Sorento today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty valid until July 31st.
With the building of a new stadium for the Kansas City Royals, the decision now comes to the Kansas City Chiefs to decide whether they're going to be renovating their Arrowhead Stadium or to be building a new one as well. As Cake News reports that according to the Chiefs, they say that Arrowhead Stadium right now is structurally sound and would prefer to renovate their current facility in the coming years as opposed to building a brand new stadium. Both teams have been playing at the Truman Sports Complex, with the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium and Kauffman Stadium being right across the street since the 1970s, with both stadiums going under massive renovations over the past few years, with a new lease having with Jackson County that expires in January of 2031. Yet the Royals have said that they intend to build their new stadium either in the downtown area for Kansas City or their neighboring Clay County, along with a vote in the spring for the local community to renew a sales tax that would help fund the construction. The Chiefs say with the moving of Kansas City Royals leaves the option open to continue to renovate Arrowhead Stadium or look for a new location for a new stadium as well. Mid-American Network Sports.
If you live in or around the Axel community and are passionate about fitness, the Axel Community Foundation has lifetime memberships available for the new Community Fitness Center. A limited number of lifetime memberships are being sold, so visit the Axel Community Fitness Center Facebook page to grab yours. with weight machines, a walking track, stair climbers, physical therapy rooms, and possible exercise classes, this state-of-the-art facility looks to improve its patrons and the community around it. Individual memberships will start at $35, but only 20 lifetime memberships are being made available, while donations are always welcomed. Getting fit and supporting the community is what the Fitness Center is all about. Visit the Axel Community Fitness Center Facebook page to view pictures, make a donation, or grab a membership and find out how you can help build a healthier community today.
KNDY.
She got her daddy's tongue and temper. Sometimes her mouth could use a filter. God shook his head the day he built her. Oh, but I bet he smiled. She loves and lives her life unruly. Tears up that dirt road in a dually. Dangerous, absolutely. And in a little while, she'll be around in that corner on three wheels. Ain't slowing down, yelling, come on. Jumping, always up to something. Crazy got nothing on her. She ain't right. She ain't right. She ain't right. But she just right for me. She says she wants to meet my mama. I said, I don't think you ought to. Mixing oil and water, but by midnight she had mama on the coffee table dancing, coming unwound. Good God, I swear, can't take her anywhere. What's the girl gonna do next? She ain't right. She ain't right. She ain't right. But she just right for me. Once in a while, she give me that smile and say, I just don't see.